spiders. Now, feared by some, their silk is nevertheless about 5 times stronger than steel, which makes them very interesting in our quest to engineer cheap, strong materials. And this week, scientists have put one of America's most dangerous spiders under the microscope to discover the secret of how it makes its particularly strong web. They discovered that by adding little loops, it can make a strong and stretchy material, which is much less likely to break under stress. Using the same technique, we could engineer super tough, flexible materials in the future. Georgia Mills spoke to Hannah Schneep from the College of William and Mary in Virginia.
The specific spider we are working with is the brown recluse spider, which is actually quite infamous in the United States because it has a very bad bite and it has a quite dangerous venom. So a lot of people in the United States know about the brown recluse spider, but we actually like to feature some of its really interesting properties. So the silks of most spiders, they're really cylindrical, just like a hair. But the silk of the brown recluse spider, if you look at it under the microscope, it just looks like a piece of sticky tape. This flat ribbon shape allows the spider to take this silk and form it into loops. And these loops makes the material really extraordinarily tough. And that makes it a better material for the spider in order to capture prey.
Why would loops make it tougher?
Yeah, that's really the very interesting thing and very puzzling. But what actually happens is that, first of all, because the silk is so sticky, these loops that the spider makes, they're closed loops and they have relatively strong loop junctions or joints. And if you start pulling on the material at some point, these loops, they can actually open and release some additional length of the material. So that means you start stretching the material, and as soon as you reach the critical force that's required to open one of the loops, the length that's stored in this loop is released, and then the silk fiber is relaxed a little bit. And then you stretch it again until the next loop opens, and so on and so on. And in this process, you stretch and release the material many, many times. And that is just something that takes a lot of energy. And that's what we material scientists call toughness.
Oh, wow. So then the poor fly or whatever it is they eat, it's got so many loops to break, as it were, it's just going to take too much energy to actually cut through one of these fibers.
That is correct. Isn't that absolutely fascinating? We sometimes think of it as the ultimate barbed wire, right? So you have an incredibly sticky material, which is at the same time also one of the strongest materials that we have. And so if really a poor little creature gets stuck in there, there's no way out.
Oh dear. And so can we take this? What kind of applications could this tough material have?
For instance, if you think like if you're jumping down and you wear a parachute, then you want to open the parachute. And at the moment when you open, there's an enormous amount of force that goes into the cord that holds the parachute. So there we could build or use a material that has such loops built in to make it a little bit more stretchier and better at absorbing the energy without breaking. We've also thought about to protect the structure from impact, let's say, of weapons that might be useful. Or you could think about if you have a structure in space where you have space debris or like micrometeorites flying around at very high velocities, you could think about making a web of such materials around these structures to protect them from such high energy objects.
I love that image of spider's web in space hoovering up all the meteors and things. Spider silk is incredible, but it is, as you mentioned, tiny. Do you think it's going to be feasible to scale this up to such an extent that it's actually useful to us?
Well, in a way, actually, we scaled this up. And because we were so fascinated by this, we thought, wow, is this real? Because it's so surprising that this works. So we also developed mathematical models to simulate the kinds of energy gains that we would get from a material like this. And the first thing we did is we just went to the drawer in our lab and took a piece of sticky tape. And then we just manually put a loop into the sticky tape. And then we tested this tape as you test any material. We put it in a mechanical tester and we measured the energy that it takes to break this material. And we indeed found out that even with one single loop, we increased the energy that this can absorb by about 30%, which is totally in line with our predictions. So that means if we find out a way to have many loops in there, we could actually increase the toughness or the ability of the material to absorb energy tremendously. And with this simple example, you can see it does not necessarily have to be at the micro or nano scale to make this work.
So there you go. You see, just when someone says they're into web design, it doesn't mean, Kat, they only work on computers. That was Hannah Schneep, and he was speaking with Georgia Mills. The work was published in Materials Horizons.